Hi, this is Bob from KTWH Radio, and this is A Bit of Science. This one is news from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, NASA, about their ongoing mission called Lucy that's studying a series of asteroids that share a solar orbit with Jupiter. Why study them? Because they're very old asteroids that have been trapped in Jupiter's orbit for billions of years. What is learned from them should provide insights on how our solar system had formed. Let's have a listen. NASA's Lucy asteroid target gets a name. Written by Catherine Kretke, Southwest Research Institute, February 9, 2023. The first asteroid to be visited by NASA's Lucy mission now has a name. The International Astronomical Unit has approved the name 152830 Dinkenish for the tiny main belt asteroid that the Lucy spacecraft will encounter on November 1, 2023. Dinkenish. This name is Ethiopian for the human ancestor fossil known as Lucy, which was found in that country and currently curated there. Dinkenish means "you are marvelous" in Amharic. In 1999, when the asteroid Dinkenish was first discovered, it was given a provisional designation 1999 VD57. It earned an official number, 152830, several years later when its orbit was sufficiently well determined. But like most of the millions of small asteroids in the main belt, it was left unnamed. However, once the Lucy team identified this asteroid as a target, the team proposed this new name, inspired by Lucy's mission to explore the remnants of the early solar system. This mission was named Lucy because, just as that fossil revolutionized our understanding of human evolution, we expect that this mission will revolutionize our understanding of the origin and evolution of our solar system, says Keith Knoll, Lucy Project scientist from NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center in Greenbelt, Maryland. We are excited to have another opportunity to honor that connection. The main reason the team has added Dinkenish to Lucy's already packed tour, which is 10 asteroids, including the newly discovered satellites, is to test the innovative terminal tracking system, which is critical for precise imaging during these high-speed encounters. While the asteroid is less than a half a mile, less than a half a kilometer in diameter, it's an excellent opportunity to test out Lucy's systems prior to the main scientific activities of the mission that are learning about the never-before-explored Jupiter Trojan asteroids, which are many ways fossils of our early solar system. "This is a really teeny little asteroid," says Hal Levinson, Lucy principal investigator from the Southwest Institute's SWRI Boulder office. Some of the team affectionately refers to it as Dinky. But for a small asteroid, we expect it to be big help for the Lucy mission. While the main purpose of this encounter is as an engineering test, mission scientists are also excited for what this tiny asteroid might teach us. It will be the smallest main belt asteroid ever explored, and it's much closer in size to the near-Earth asteroids that were recently studied by the spacecraft than the main asteroids previously visited by other missions. At closest approach, if all goes smoothly, we expect Dinkenish to be hundreds of pixels across as seen by Lucy's sharpest imager, said Simone Marchi, deputy principal investigator. "While we won't be able to see all the details on the surface, even the general shape may indicate whether near-Earth asteroids, which originate in the main belt, change significantly once they enter the near-Earth space." Dinkenish may reveal yet another aspect of evolutionary history for our solar system. Lucy's principal investigator is based out of the Boulder, Colorado branch of the Southwest Research Institute, headquartered in San Antonio, Texas. NASA's Goddard Space Center in Greenbelt, Maryland, provides overall mission support, management, systems engineering, safety, and mission assurance. Lockheed Martin Space in Littleton, Colorado, built the spacecraft. Lucy is the 13th mission in the NASA Discovery Program. NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center in Huntsville, Alabama, manages the Discovery Program for the Science Mission Directorate at NASA's headquarters in Washington. Whew. So this 12-year mission was launched on October of 2021, and had the spacecraft take a one-year orbit around the sun, and now, assisted by the Earth's gravity, will be whipped around the sun again to gain the momentum it needs to reach the target asteroids, by which it will fly and analyze until sometime in 2033. None of us needs to be holding our breath to see the images of Dinkinish or the Trojan asteroids, but when the deal is done, we should have a much better idea of how the solar system was formed. By the way, Amharic is an Egyptian language based on the ancient language called Ge'ez. I'm betting that, like us, those ancient Egyptians were looking into the night sky and wondering what it all means. That's it for today. Until another bit orbits your auditory sphere, goodbye.